When the father died, and now the children take Yerusha, want to divide up their father's property, is Bezdin Mamidim Lem Apotropos. If they're Ketanim, they're the Yisraelim, are small kids, so they don't know how to take care of the property themselves, so Bezdin appoints somebody to take care for them. Rashi says, L'chol Echad. If each person, Bezdin appoints an Apotropos, somebody to watch over the fields, and Uboirim Lehem Chelek Yofa, and they make a chalukah. Now the apotropos separates the fields and takes good portions for each one of them. The halacha is now higdilu, when these kids grow up, yecholim limchis. If each one says, I don't like the portion I got, even though first Bezdin made that portion, they have a right to say, we don't want it, and they'll be yecholim limchis. They could like disagree and do it over again. But Rav Nachman, the Deyam, Rav Nachman himself says no. Higdilu, if these children grow up later, is ein yecholim limchis. They can't disagree, they can't do over again the chalukah, the division that was made already. Why? The imken, because if so, makayach bezdin yafa. There's a svar of makayach bezdin yafa. When bezdin does something, we don't go against it. There at the beginning, when you were children, bezdin separated the fields and gave you this one, that one. Later, when you grow up, you have no right to go against, disagree what bezdin said. You have to stay with your portions. All right, turn over. So he sees from here that Rav Nachman himself holds Makayach Bezdin Yofa. When Bezdin says something, that's it. It goes. You can't go against what Bezdin says. So that's the stira. How could Rav Nachman say we paskin like Rebbe that the Bittul Haget is good? And here Rav Nachman says you can't go against what Bezdin says. So here's the big difference. Hosam Mamayna. By money matters, then we always say like Bezdin has a Kayach of Hefka, Bezdin Hefka. So whatever Bezdin says goes. Parochi Isura, here's the Shal Nisurim. Like here was saying, when the husband was Mevatel the get, Midiraisa, it's a Bittel get. So once the Bittel helps, here we do not say, Ma Koyach Bezdin Yofa, that Bezdin should say, like we have these three four Svarim. Av Kinner Abon Le Gedushim Inei, and to say like the get is no good, to say the get is still good. But since Midiraisa here, the husband was Mevatel the get. Just as Bezdin said, don't do that. Bezdin said, don't be mevatel the get, shloi b'fnei ha-shliach. So since Bezdin said not to do it, so good, you're not supposed to do it. But if you did do it though, since it's a shal here b'surim, we say the get is chal, and we don't say like you're still married. If he was mevatel the get, we say the bittel is called a good bittel. We say the get is no good, and they still remain married. This person, Gidol Bar Iloyi, sent a get to his wife. Also, the shliach went. The shliach found his wife. She was sitting and she was sewing. She was navla. Rashi says, "Oregis." She was weaving. Oh my law. So he said, the shliach said to her, Ho gitcha, here's your get, your husband is sending you get. Ormula, she said back to him, Zil hashta, go away now. I'm too busy now. But soon, miyu, v'sulamacha, but come back again tomorrow. But she didn't want to stop sewing now to get the get. So he said, go home today and come back tomorrow. So the shliach went back to the husband, Ozla gadevi, yomalei, and he told her what happened. So Posach, the husband, when he heard this, the husband opened up and said, Posach Yomar, Boruch HaTov Yemeitev. Like Boruch Hashem, Boruch HaTov Yemeitev. So the question is now, what did the husband mean to say? So Rabbi says, Boruch HaTov Yemeitev, V'loi Boto Gita. Holy saying, Boruch HaTov Yemeitev, but he does not mean to move out of the get. Therefore, if the Shliach gives the get tomorrow, he still has a right to give over the get. Rav Amar no, Rav Amar Baruch Atav Yemeitev Ubot Ogito. By Baruch Atav Yemeitev means to say, oh, Baruch Hashem, I'm happy, you didn't give her the get. In other words, we see the husband's das says he doesn't want this get to be a get anymore. So the fact he said, Baruch Atav Yemeitev, that's like telling us, I don't want this get to be a good get, therefore the get is bottle. So our question is, if the husband knew the husband ran away, we didn't ask him, we only heard the husband say these words of Baruch Atav Yemeitev. Because the machlokes Abaye v'Rava, what does it mean? So Gemara says, what's the machlokes over here, Abaye v'Rava? So Gemara says, Begilu daita begita kemiflugi. Machlokes says, by Gilu das, if we just see his mind, his Megali opens up his mind to us, does that help I get or not? So Rashi says, She'ena chofeit oi b'shlichazeh. The husband never says clearly, Mvatl, I'm stopping you. We only see his Megala das, he shows us in his mind that he does not want his get anymore, he does not want the shlichus. Is that good or not? We see that's what is in his mind. Tabaya saw the Gilo died to be Gita Lav Nilsi. That means nothing. Just showing us your mind means nothing. If you'll speak up and tell it to us clearly, you could be Mavatl the get. But Kozman, you did not speak up and tell the shlich, I don't want you to be a shlich anymore, just as the gilu das, but we understand that's what you meant, that's not enough to break a get. For Rav Asav, Rav holds no, gilu daita v'gita nilsa, yes, and we see things clearly, that we understand that's what's in the mind of the husband, like over here, when the husband said this lashon of Baruch HaTov Yametiv, when he heard that his wife did not take the get today, he said, Baruch HaTov Yametiv, we like see that really the husband does not want the get to go through. So that's enough of a gilu das to say the husband does not want the get, and therefore we say, consider it as if he was mevatel the shlichus. Omar Rav Rava says, Minah Minula, how do I know this? How do I know to say that gilu daita helps? Minah Minula, through our sheshes ashkele gita lugavra bakorche. Rav Sheshes also once had a case that he forced a man to give a get to his wife. The Yomalu Lissadi said, and Rav Sheshes told it to Edim, Yomalu Lissadi Hochi, that Oma Lechu Rav Sheshes, Levato Gita. Rav Sheshes Oma Lechem, Vani Shemati, the Levato Gita, to Mevato the get. Now, that's what he heard over. So the Yatzachar Rav Sheshes Gita Achrina, and Rav Sheshes said he has to make another get. So Alma, we see him, Mishum, the Golden died for too late. So what happened here? Rav Sheshes took a get from a person, and the Yomalu Lasadis, and then the person told the Edim that Hochiyom, this is what Rav Sheshes said, Levato Gita, Ashibim Vato the get. So even though we didn't hear clearly the husband saying Bitla get, but we understand that's what he meant, and Rav Sheshes automatically said to make another get. You see, Bitl helps. But the Abaye says, Otter Rav Sheshes Mavato Gita, the Yinisheve, is the Pshat that Rav Sheshes, could he be Mavato the get of a husband? What does Rav Sheshes have to do with this man's get? Here the Pshat was Iyu Botla. The Pshat was here, the husband said clearly he was Mavato the get. By the Kamalu Hochi, why did he just say over? Rav Sheshes said so, Mishum the Ponui. Because Rashi is the Yodim Amakin V'Chertunoy for the Mitzvahs Rav Sheshes. Because the people there, Rav Sheshes' men, and there was the bullies of Rav Sheshes, like to force this. There was a team there to force this man to give a get. So the man was afraid to say that he means to be mevatel the get. Because if he would say that, they'd go and beat him up again. So what he said over is that Rav Sheshes said to be mevatel the get. But here, and as Rabbi is saying, here is better than Stam Megilu Das. It's not just that he's showing us his mind, it's as if he's telling us clearly he wants to be Mavato the get. Just he can't speak it out clearly because he's afraid he'll get beaten up. So therefore, this is considered like he said it out clearly. But in the case, but just by Baruch HaTov Yametiv, that we don't know clearly that's what he meant, we just understand like that, then Abaye says that's no good. So then now, Omer Abaye says, Mino Aminula, how do I know my Yisrael? The Rav Yehuda Ashkele Gita Lachasta the Rav Yirmiyah. Beroit. Same thing. Rav Yehuda once took a get from his son-in-law, Rav Yehuda Beroit, Botley. He's Mavato the get. So you see here also the Gilo Das. Tona Ashkele Yabatley. Hoda Tona Vyashkele Korcha was taken by Korcha. Vyomlu Lasadi Yasivu. And it, so what happened was he forced him to give a get. And as soon as he gave the get right away, he said, I'm Mavato the get. It happened one time, so he did the get over a second time. And again the guy said, I'm being Mavato of Botley. Again the husband was Mavato again. Now, he told the Edomir, put like cotton into your ears. The Kostler, go write this get. And you don't hear what the husband says. So even though the husband is talking and saying, don't do it, that you don't hear. You only heard the husband first say, go and write the get. Then stick the cotton in your ears. That was the case. Now, tell me now, but if you understand what the husband means, even though he doesn't speak it out, that's not to be about to get. If so, here the Edom see the way the husband is running after them. True, the Edom can't hear the husband because they have cotton in their ears. But if he's just a svara, gilodat, you know what the husband means, for sure, like you know he means to tell you, don't give the get. And still the get was good here. So that's a proof to Abaya that gilodat alone is not enough. We have to hear it from the husband directly. For Rava says no. Hide the koroi basa could be here, it's not even a gilodat over here. Here, just on the fact you see the husband running after you, you know what it could be. Tiyomalu osho havlu haya. It could mean the husband just means to tell these eidim, go do it fast. He mean, it could be he's agreeing to the get. He's telling them, do it fast. Kiecha demashkan sarwad ugavram, that all my pain should be over. So that's why here Rav says it doesn't help. In other words, here this gilodas, we do not know 100% that's what the husband meant. If the Edom now just see the husband running after them, but they can't hear the husband, maybe the husband just means to tell them, go fast and give the get fast. Let me get it over with. So if you have a doubt what it means, then they both agree that's not called gilodas. Our machlekes is, well, we know for sure what the husband means, just he didn't speak it out. So if that's machlekes Abaye forever. Yeah. For Yom Abaye says, how do I know this? To Yehud is a man, the Yomalu, he said over, Eloi Yassina Tlossiyim, if I don't come back within 30 days, Levigit, he gives a get to his wife, and he says, if I don't come back within 30 days, the get should be a good get. Also, Poska Mavra, at the end of the 30 days, he wanted to come back, but he missed the boat. Omalu, he said over, Chazud Yassoy, see, I'm here, like I mean to be here. The Yomar Shmuel says, Loishimay Masi, it's not cool coming back. So, who you see, even though the person wants to be Mavato the get, nothing doing. Lamait said the get is still a good get. Rava says over there, Otto Hossam, Leftu Legita boy. Over there, does the husband mean to tell us he wants to be Mavato the get? That's not what he's talking about over there. Hossam the Kiyuma Tanoika boy. Volaikaim Tanoi. There the case is, he wants to be Mekayim is Tanai. Like he gave her a get. And he said, only if I don't come back within 30 days. So the only way to stop the get is by coming back. So the husband is only saying, here, see, I'm back. But Lamaisi is not back. He missed the boat. He can't get over. He can't come to this side. But since Lamaisi is not here, that's why the get is called the good get. But it has nothing to do with Giladas. All right, we'll stop here. Here, let's know we're holding by Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, right before the big lines. Who to happen the case? Who the Omalo? Iloi Nisiv Natlosin Yomin. A man told his wife that if I don't make Nisuyin, if I don't make Chuppah with you within 30 days, Lehevigito, this get should be a good get. In other words, he gave his wife, they only had Kedushin, they had Erisin, and he gave his wife a get now, saying on a Tanai, that if I don't make the Chuppah within 30 days, then the get should take place. So what happened was, Kimoti Tlosin Yom, when it came to the end of 30 days, Omalhu, the husband told his wife, Hotarachno, I tried very hard to make the Nisuyim, to make the Chuppah, but I just can't do it. He's like an honest. So the question is the get good or not? So Gemara says, Lamai Nechish, what should we be afraid about? Lamai Nechish Lo. Imishum Unsev, you want to say maybe it's an honest note, he's like not at fault, that really he wanted to make the Chuppah, just he couldn't do it. So maybe the get should not be chal. We hold no ein oynes begitten. We hold there's no tainus oynes. If you made a condition that you make nisuyin, and lamaisa you did not make the nisuyin, so therefore the get is chal. Imishum giludaita begita. If you want to tell him maybe because there's a problem, the husband showed us his mind that he does not want the get to take place. So Gemara says on this, it's plukta d'abaye v'rova. This is the machlekes d'abaye v'rova, and we're soon going to see, we pass him like Abaya to say, gilodaita does not help. Therefore over here, the get is a good get. Another case was, Ahudi Yomalhu. A husband told his wife, Eloi nesivna l'resh yachad d'yad, if I don't marry you, if I don't make nesuyin, the chuppah, by Rosh Chodesh Adar, is levigita. So he only had Kedushin so far, and he gave his wife a get, telling him, if I don't make the Nesuyin, the Chuppah, by Adar, then the get should take place. What happened was, Kimotu Reshachar, the other, when it came, Reshachar Reshadar, Omalu, the husband told his wife, I just can't make the chuppah right now. And Anola Reshachar, the Nisan Amri, that I meant, like, I want to wear it until Reshachar Nisan. In other words, again, it's like an honest, he just can't do it right now. So what's the halacha? The Gemara says, L'may Nechesh, Lord, what are you afraid about? Like, this get is a good get. If you want to say the husband is an oinis, like really he would like to give the, he would like to make the chuppah, just he can't. We hold ein oinis begitin, that doesn't mean anything. Lemaisa, you did not make the chuppah, so the get is a good get. If because you're showing us your mind is that you do not want the get to take place, but again, pluta the abaya v'rova. This is totally the machlokes abaya v'rova, and we'll soon see we pass them like abaya. Now the Gemara comes out to Hilchasa, what's the maskana, what's the halacha? Kinachman. The first machlokes we have, we pass like Rav Nachman. Rashi says, the Yom Eliel bitu b'fnei shnayim. If b'dieved you went and you mavatel the get, not in front of the shliach, but in front of two people, b'dieved the get is called good. And b'dieved the bitl is called the good bitl, the get is no good. You could be mavatel the get. And also the Gemara says, the Hilchasa Kinachman. We also pass like the second halacha of Rav Nachman. Rashi says the Yom Halacha Karebi Bishtayim. That Rav Nachman before said the pasuk like Rebbe in both parts to say that b'di'evid, if the husband was mevatel the get not in front of the shliach, the bittel helps. We do not say makoyich bezdin yofem, and therefore the get is not a good get. And we also pasuk we just had in front of two is enough. And the Hilchos.